Hello and welcome to episode 25 of the Flagstaff County Podcast. I'm Kerry Castagna, Communications Coordinator for Flagstaff County. You're listening to the official podcast of Flagstaff County. If you're not already, be sure to keep up with Flagstaff County on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, as well as the Flagstaff County website at flagstaff.ab.ca. All right, today I am joined by Brittany McMillan of BAM Fitness in Hardisty. Welcome, Brittany.
Hello, it's so good to be here.
Now, of course, BAM Fitness was one of the prize sponsors of the 2021 Flagstaff Bike Challenge, which took place this summer. Thank you for your support, Brittany. The bike challenge ended on August 31st, and although we're having a pretty decent fall, we can expect winter to be here before we know it. So my question is, if we happen to have a pretty active summer, especially those of us who participated in the Flagstaff Bike Challenge, what can we do to keep that momentum going as we head into the coldest part of the year?
Well, we've been very blessed to have such a warm fall. So I hope everybody kept that momentum going throughout September. That will help. But if you didn't, it's not too late right now to just keep moving. I love to tell people to walk. Walking is so underrated. It's one of the best things you can do for your body. It builds up a really good foundational base of strength and aerobic capacity. And that's all I did last winter is I walked. And I walked and I walked. And in the spring, I got back to running. It was so much easier. So it doesn't have to be a big, momentous effort. It can be just making sure you go out for a walk. Even 10 minutes a day will make a huge difference. Once it gets into those frigid temperatures where even bundling up is not helping and it's like a polar vortex, maybe it's those minus 40, wind chill minus 50 days. Those are days we stay in. And there's lots of options you can get yourself going with, even doing kitchen workouts, bed workouts, more like push-ups against the bed, push-ups against the counters. I have a whole bunch of videos that I send clients on how to work out in your living room using your couch, your kitchen, tables, just anything you have. So if you don't have equipment, it's not a big deal. You can look on Google and Pinterest and find all kinds of inspiration for that. Or you can come ask me and I can set you up with something. When we get into, you know, it's kind of January, February, it's kind of colder and the daylight is much less. We're feeling a little less motivated to keep going. Putting it in your time blocker, your journal, or even like your Google Calendar, your iCal in your phone. So it kind of reminds you every day. You can put, you know, 10 minutes, let's move for 10 minutes and just make it happen. Whatever it might be just going for a walk, might be going up and down your stairs a few times, or it might be trying it to make like a kitchen workout regimen. Whatever it is, just start small and just make sure you get that 10 minutes a day. And whatever else happens after that is a bonus. That's what I always say. We start with baby steps, especially when we're feeling not motivated. When we don't feel like doing it, we're not going to want to. So making the barrier to entry very minimal is going to make sure you have success. So if you can successfully move for 10 minutes a day, even in the worst weather, when it's crummy outside and there's a blizzard and you don't want to, then you know you're going to keep that momentum going day after day because it's only 10 minutes. And those are my big tips I usually give and coach people to get through is 10 minutes a day. And that usually helps keep the momentum going. I haven't had anyone say that it doesn't work.
Yeah, and I like that idea about, you know, making an appointment with yourself. And obviously you're going to try to keep it. And also, I guess consistency is the key, right? And you know, 10 minutes is not a lot of time, but if you do that every day, it does add up. Eh?
Oh yeah, it's awesome. And then typically, when you do it 10 minutes a day, and you actually stick to it for a couple weeks, people tend to go longer. They'll eventually work into like 20, 30, 40 minute walks, 20, 30, 60 minute workouts. And because they're starting to see progress, and progress equals more motivation. And when you feel stronger, you want to keep going too.
Yeah. And we have long winters. So, I mean, you've got to do something. Otherwise, you're going to be set back quite a bit when spring comes.
Oh, yeah.
So motivation can also lag in these months when daylight is at a premium. Brittany, what are some suggestions to stay motivated when it's dark outside?
Those are tough ones. But the first one I'm going to say is to give yourself some grace. I mean, trying to keep it going every day, that's a big ask. So, I mean, I would shoot for 70%, because 70% is perfect. And we know perfection doesn't exist. So when it's dark and it's cold and you're like, nope, I don't want to go outside, I'm not doing it, that's all right. Do something else. Maybe when you hit brew on your coffee, you do a forward fold and stretch for 2 minutes. And then maybe you stand up and stretch your calves or your quads or something for 2 minutes. Even just doing little things like that, they kind of set your day up for better. They set your body up for a better day, and they loosen things up, and it makes you feel more like, okay, I could probably go out and move now. And always reducing the barrier to entry. So we're going to create more consistent habits by doing that method than by jumping into a wicked workout regimen that's, structured, and you have an hour of working out every day. That's going to fizzle out really fast, especially when it is dark and cold. But if you can make it easier for yourself to do, it's easier to stick to it. And then you can grow from there. Baby steps.
Now, nutrition is a biggie too. As the colder weather moves in, many of us are tempted to grab for comfort foods. How can we resist the urge to splurge when the mercury drops? What can we do to set ourselves up for success?
Yes, I do love comfort foods too. My top suggestion would be to just make it better. So whatever is someone's favorite comfort food, I had a conversation the other day about a girl loves to dip pretzels in Nutella. And she's like, I should just get them out of the house, throw them out completely. And I was like, well, do you love that food? And she said, yeah, it's probably my most favorite snack. And I said, well, you can't get rid of it. Because when you do that, you're more likely to, you're going to feel restricted. You're going to feel like you've gone without. And then when you get a hold of that thing again, it's going to just be a binge. So keep it in your life. Maybe make it better. Maybe the Nutella brand of hazelnut spread isn't the, maybe there's a couple extra things in there we don't need. Maybe it's like palm kernel oil. That's always a nasty one. But maybe the President's Choice brand, I don't know this for a fact, I'm just guessing, but look at the ingredients. Maybe there's a way to make hazelnut spread better. If you want to make it yourself, I mean, that's, you go for it, but maybe there's a different way to make it better. Maybe there's different pretzels. Maybe you portion things out in baggies ahead of time to make it better. So if you're going for like a casserole that, is full of, cheesy wheat and creamy goodness that we all love, maybe we swap out the can of condensed cream and mushroom soup for just straight cream, something like that, just to clean it up just a little bit. Everything that's comfort food can be made better, and just by swapping out a couple ingredients. So you can get creative. You can search and do your own research, or I often, in my challenge groups every month, I throw in some recipes that are family favorites that are made a little bit cleaner. So watch for those. I usually post them on Instagram or Facebook. And then if you join my newsletter, you'll get the first dibs on getting in the groups, and maybe even like freebie meal plans and stuff like that. I send them out sometimes. So there's lots to come, lots of that to go around. And the other thing that's probably the next best thing, to keep yourself honest, keep yourself on track. If you've got goals and you want to stick to them, you're going to need some sort of preparation. So that old saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I don't love meal planning for a long time in advance, but I like to do it for about 3 or 4 days in advance. But that's what we're going to do this month in my October 21-day challenge. I'm going to help everybody make a little food prep meal plan for themselves. I'm not doing it for you because I don't know what you like to eat, but I'm going to show demonstrations of how to prepare food so you can have 4 or 5 breakfasts made in advance that aren't going to get soggy and gross. 4 or 5 lunches made in advance, and they're good. They've got protein, carbs, and fat, everything you need. Same with supper. So when you're getting the right nutrients in, you're not going to have those cravings. When you have a list or a plan that you can see in front of you, you're not going to think, oh, I'll just grab this out of the cupboard or this out of the fridge, or I'm going to eat my kids' leftovers that they didn't eat for lunch. When you have a plan to stick to, you're way more likely to stick to it.
Well, that's some great advice. Thank you, Brittany. I also wanted to ask you about the Hardesty Trails, because I know you've put in a lot of time and effort on those. Can you tell us a little bit about the Hardesty Trails?
Oh, yes, yes. They're my baby. I think it was 2019 I started working on them. Under the Hardesty and District Development Group, we got together, a bunch of us, and we're trying to find ideas to make Hardesty like a cooler place, like more appealing, a place that people would love to move to and come visit and, you know, increase the tourism. And I had the great idea. Well, I've always wanted walking trails. And they were like, all right, Kate, tell us where. Let's go. And I was like, oh, all righty. So yeah, after a little bit of planning, we started construction in 2019. So it's been 2 years. It was October. So it's been 2 years. So the first trails that we cut now are just fantastic. All of the roots are pretty much gone. They're rotted off. The ground is great. The grass, we can nearly finishing mow it. And altogether, if you were to do all of the trails at once, there's probably about 15 to 16 kilometers of trails. They're just loops and they join up kind of through town. There's 3 big trails all kind of surrounding Hardesty and within the town limits. And so I had a foot race in June, the Hardesty Hills Trail Run. It was 5K, 10K, and we did a kids race, and it was awesome. I had about 65 participants, and it was timed. It was, you know, there was winners. And then this fall, for the second time, I kind of piggybacked off the Michelob Ultra Night Run, which is a virtual race. So last year was, you know, the first COVID fall we had. And so Michelob did this virtual race. You could sign up. They gave you a nice shirt and a medal, a bunch of glow-in-the-dark stuff. And every kilometer you ran, up to 10 kilometers, gave 1 meal per kilometer to Canada Food Banks. So I was like, oh, that's awesome. Let's do that, but like socially distanced all together. And we went, and I think there was about 30 of us last year. It was a pretty well organized for being my first attempt. And so, we all got together. We'd all signed up for the Michelob part. And I set up a 5K course. So some of us did it twice to get that 10K. And then, this year, just 2 weeks ago, last week, I can't remember, September 23rd, we did it again. But I was a little more unorganized, having such a busy summer. And I think there were 18 of us we got. And then I added a little brass to it. So if you wanted to come to the trails, your entry fee was a food bank donation for Flagstaff Food Banks. And I got $200 and a big tub of food that I'm going to go drop off later today. And so that, again, I guess I got off on a tangent, but yeah, the trails are awesome. There's so many options. You can do anything from a 1 kilometer loop up to a 6 kilometer loop, and then you can keep going, jump into another loop that goes down by the Hardesty Trestle, the Battle River, and along the river. There's one that goes completely around the entire golf course and through the Hardesty campground along the beach, and one that goes behind the arena and the school, and it's super scenic. There's a nice beaver pond, lots to see, lots of fall colors to look at. And those are open all winter as well for snowshoeing, Nordic poling, even just walking, cross-country skiing, although you will have to make your own trails because we don't have cross-country groomers or skiing stuff.
That's great, Brittany. That answered my question, because I was going to ask if the trails were going to be open in the winter. So you'll just have to tread through and make your own path.
Break trail. Yeah. Last year, I think I probably broke trail every time it snowed. And then when I would go back on the next weekend, it looked as if lots of people had come behind me. So it was good.
Wow, that's great.
The biggest challenge is probably the animal tracks, the deer and like little coyote footprints. They get really icy and clumpy. That's the only not nice part about it, because they freeze that way. So if you're on foot, I would suggest bringing poles.
It still sounds like a great option.
Oh, it's so nice. Yeah, on a nice day, it's just beautiful out there.
Now, Brittany, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
I can't think of anything specific, although I will say that going back to the motivation, I know that's one of the biggest struggles for everybody. And that's what I'm really good at doing. So if anybody's just struggling and they can't get motivated, they can't get a plan, or maybe you want to get that motivation thinking it'll come, but you don't have a plan, email me, go to my website, check me out on social media, send me a DM and I can help. Even if it's just a quick 10-minute conversation, or if you want to come on, do a discovery call. If you want to sign up for coaching, we can figure it out. And I'm always open for tips. If it's a question I can answer, like right away, just ask.
And Brittany, how can people get a hold of you then?
So, if you go to my website is www.bamfitness.ca. Or you can go to Instagram and it's bam_fitness_Canada. Or Facebook is just BAM Fitness. And yes, send me a DM and there, I always check them. Or my email address is also linked on all three of those as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Brittany. I appreciate your time and all the best.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. We'll be right back.